It's Friday, the 19th of December, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 1 p.m. news. The Ministry of Education has confirmed that the 2025 Senior Secondary Certificate Ordinary and Advanced Subsidiary Exam results will be released on Tuesday, 13 January 2026. The Namibia Press Agency reports that Education Minister Sanet Steenkamp will officially announce the results at 10 a.m. at the Government Office Park Auditorium, with candidates able to access them online via SMS, WhatsApp, or at regional offices. Now, to obtain results via SMS, candidates should send their full candidate number to 99099 or via WhatsApp to 0857856231. Candidates will need both candidate number and date of birth to access the results online. To South Africa now, where the Department of International Relations and Cooperation says the country is committed to principled and transparent diplomacy with the United States. Washington has slammed Pretoria for allegedly detaining U.S. officials and publicly releasing passport details after a raid at a refugee facility in Johannesburg, calling it harassment and intimidation. The department's spokesperson, Crispin Piri.
Official channels have been opened with the United States government to seek clarity on this allegation and to reinforce that our bilateral engagements must be grounded in mutual respect and factual dialogue.
Moving abroad, the European Union has agreed to provide Ukraine with a loan worth $105 billion to help finance the country for the next 2 years in its war with Russia. The European package will be funded for now by borrowing cash and not tapping into frozen Russian assets held in the bloc. William Denslow reports from Brussels.
After more than 15 hours of negotiations, a deal was reached, and it wasn't the one that many had expected. Instead of using frozen Russian assets, Ukraine will receive a reparations loan to the tune of $105 billion coming from funds guaranteed by the common EU budget. Ultimately, the use of those frozen Russian assets proved too politically sensitive for some member states, most namely Belgium, worried about the legal and financial ramifications of using them, as most of those assets reside here in Belgium. While it wasn't the result that many had anticipated, it's still seen by many as a huge win for Ukraine. Friedrich Merz, the German chancellor, says that the news is good for Ukraine and bad for Russia. William Denslow, Brussels.
And finally, FNB Namibia has donated branded bibs and hats to 100 car guards working under the Swakopmund municipality to increase visibility and safety during the festive season. The bank says the initiative supports community safety as holiday traffic increases in the coastal town. FNB Namibia Coastal Area Manager Joram Kahono.
As the festive season approaches and Swakopmund welcomes thousands of visitors, safety becomes increasingly important. This initiative supports the municipality's efforts by ensuring that car guards are clearly identified and better equipped to assist the public. We are proud to partner with the Swakopmund municipality to help ensure the festive season is safer for all Namibians.
You can find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.